This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Countries around the world are taking dramatic steps to stop the coronavirus. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government is introducing a self-isolation requirement for all travellers arriving in the country.
We will impose a universal precautionary self-isolation requirement on all international arrivals to Australia, and that is effective from midnight tonight. Further, the Australian government will also ban cruise ships from foreign ports from arriving at Australian ports for initial 30 days, and that will go forward on a rolling basis.
Meanwhile, in Great Britain, Health Secretary Matt Hancock says his country is most concerned about the elderly.
We also need to take steps to protect the vulnerable. And we set out in the plan how we would be prepared to do that and to advise the elderly and the vulnerable who are most at risk from this virus to protect themselves.
There was some encouraging news in an interview with ABC's This Week. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says we can already see the tide turning in China and South Korea.
With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. There were just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was. Korea is starting to flatten and maybe come down a little.
Elsewhere, residents in Madrid and Barcelona came out onto their balconies and applauded to express their appreciation to Spain's medical professionals fighting the virus. French voters went to the polls Sunday to cast their votes in municipal elections despite the coronavirus outbreak and an outcry that the virus and the fear of contamination will keep many voters home. President Emmanuel Macron has insisted the democratic continuity of the nation would be in jeopardy if the vote were delayed. This is VOA News. Emergency officials in Nigeria say an explosion in Lagos early Sunday killed at least 15 people and sparked search and rescue efforts to save people still trapped in collapsed buildings. The explosion destroyed more than 50 buildings, which either collapsed or caught fire in three different neighborhoods. The death toll is expected to rise because residents say some people remain trapped in collapsed buildings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is proposing an emergency government to tackle the coronavirus crisis. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday proposed a six-month emergency government to tackle coronavirus, just as the epidemic delayed his corruption trial by 2 months. But Israel's justice minister said the trial would now begin on May 24th due to developments related to the spread of coronavirus. Also this week, Israel's president was poised to pick a candidate to try and form a governing coalition. That's after Israel's third election in a year, on March the 2nd, proved once again to be inconclusive, with neither Netanyahu's right-wing Likud or his main rival Benny Gantz's Blue and White securing enough seats for an outright majority. On Sunday, Netanyahu made an offer to Gantz via Twitter to form a national emergency government. Gantz signalled he was open to a unity government, but cast doubts on Netanyahu's true intentions.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Oil giant Saudi Aramco said Sunday its profits dropped 20% in 2019 to $88.2 billion. It's a sharp decline coming as the kingdom stands ready to flood an already weakened global energy market amid the new coronavirus pandemic. Tommy McNeil has more.
The announcement by the firm, formerly known as the Saudi Arabian Oil Company, did not address the kingdom's plans to crank up production to record levels after a meeting earlier this month between OPEC and Russia failed to see nations agree to a production cut. That led to a 25% plunge in the price of crude, the sharpest decline since the 1991 Gulf War, and fears of a price war further dragging down the market. International benchmark Brent crude traded over $33 a barrel Sunday, with analysts worried the price could further drop. In its results, Aramco blamed lower crude oil prices and declining margins for its chemical sales for lowering profits. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia and Turkey cut short their first joint patrol in Syria's Idlib province on Sunday after rebels and civilians opposed to a ceasefire agreement cut off a main roadway to block its path. The patrol on the M4 highway in Idlib province was the result of a March 5th ceasefire, according to accord between Moscow and Ankara. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.